Trump is preparing to release a 2027 budget plan that will frame his party's midterms message around a massive defense buildup, partially paid for by cuts to domestic agencies and healthcare entitlements. Sounds like exactly what the American people want. Please go ahead. Spectacular. No, no, Mr. Trump. I think it's an excellent idea.
No, not at all. At least when it comes to you isolate Democrats. I mean, these numbers are just atrociously awful, a double A for the Democrats here. I mean, just take a look here. Congressional Dems have the right priorities. Look at this. Overall, 74%, nearly 3 in 4 say no. Just 25% overall say yes. You might say, okay, well, at least Dems like Democrats. Not the case. Look at this. The majority of Democrats are independents who lean Democrats. Look at this. 55% say no. Congressional Democrats do not have the right priorities. And then you just see a minority, 45% of Democrats say that congressional Democrats have the right priorities. This to me just jumps out of the screen because it screams primary challenges all over the map. And it says that even if Democrats don't like Donald Trump, they don't like their own party either when it comes to Congress. And overall, I mean, my goodness gracious.
So this is sort of like Democrat on Democrat crime here. What's overall approval among Democrats of their...
Democrats won't even explain to you how they're doing their best anymore. They'll just look at you like this.
Leaders.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you speak about Democrat on Democrat crime. And I want to know how unusual what we're seeing right now about how Democrats feel about Democrats in Congress is. Take a look at this. This is a trend line going back through the years, midterm elections in which there's a GOP president. Look at this. In 2006, Dems' net approval of congressional Democratic leaders was plus 28. You go back to last midterm, look at that, plus 19. Very much on the positive side of the bottom has fallen out. The bottom has fallen out.
This isn't worth much when the average voter's gripe is that the Democrats are too gay or something. I don't really think that's it, man. I mean, certainly that's not it within the Democratic Party. A majority of Democratic voters disapprove of the Democratic Party, which is pretty bad. It's not really because they're gay. It's because, like, the Democratic Party fucking sucks. It's awful. They don't do anything.
Minus 4 points. That is Democrats' own net approval of their own congressional leaders. Even Democrats don't like their own leaders when it comes to Congress. And overall, of course, the numbers are just absolutely awful. So Democrat on Democrat crime, absolutely. This to me screams, again, primary challenges across the map. And it screams to me, hey, when it comes to those next leadership elections, maybe something might be cooking.
It also just means we have to maybe look at these midterms differently because this is a different prism. We haven't seen this type of thing before. We don't know what impact that might have.
That's exactly right. And there are a lot of folks who have been looking at the generic congressional ballot and wondering why Democrats don't have a larger lead. And this is a big reason why, I would think.
Okay. So there's Hakeem Jeffries in the House. Chuck Schumer is the Senate minority leader. What might this mean for Chuck Schumer? What are some of the predictions about whether he can stay as the Democratic leader?
Chuck Schumer has been the Senate leader for the Democrats for a long period of time, before I even came to CNN, and I'm not quite sure that he will stay it. Take a look at where the people who are putting their money where their mouth is. Chance Schumer wins the next Dem Senate leader election. Back on December 1, look at this. It was 2 and 3, according to the Kalshi prediction market. Then drops to 56% in February.
Thank you for the Kalshi.
And then look at where we are right now. Just 50%. A coin toss. If I had a coin, I would toss it up in the air. A coin toss when it comes to Schumer actually winning the next Dem Center leader election. And we've seen a number of Senate candidates, Democrats, across the map saying, we don't want any part of Chuck Schumer to be the next leader. And there's a big reason why that is. And it's because at this point, look at this, minus four, even Democrats.
And even now, only a tiny minority of Democrats in the Senate or, potentially entering the Senate will openly say they don't want Chuck Schumer to be the minority leader, which is just, it's just crazy, man. Again, like, what even is the point of Democrats winning in the midterms if they continue to be led by do-nothings like Schumer and Jeffries, you know? It's worthless. I mean, it's a good blow against the Republicans, but all it really does is cement the continued ineffectiveness of Congress. It's so bad. Give me my preferred media guy.
Welcome back. We've got a bunch of key primaries coming up this summer in races where Democrats are hoping they'll be able to compete in the fall. And while Democrats are increasingly confident they can overcome Republicans' narrow majority and retake the House, their path to victory in the Senate is much more complicated. Joining me now to break it down is our NBC chief data analyst, Steve Kornacki. So, Steve, give us the reality check here. How realistic is it that Democrats are actually going to be able to retake the Senate? And if so, what is their path in order to do so?
Yeah, Mel, I guess the answer to that question is, how realistic do you think it is for Democrats to win in not one but two pretty deeply pro-Trump states? That's what they'd have to do to get the Senate. Look at it this way.
It's not impossible, though. Again, I don't know what it's going to actually lead to. People are going to be so fucking disillusioned when Democrats win. They sweep in the midterms and then nothing actually changes.
Big picture map. Democrats need a net gain of four seats if they're going to take back the Senate. Now, the first order of business for them is they don't want to lose any ground. They got to protect a couple seats here. The three you're thinking of there, it's John Ossoff in Georgia. It's also Democratic-held seats in New Hampshire and Michigan. They don't want to lose any of those. That would only add to the Republican majority and make the Democrats' hill probably too steep. But if they do win those three, hold on to them, then they still need that net gain of four seats. And they'd be looking to do it probably from this list. These are the six Republican seats that I think to some degree folks think are going to be in play this year. Now, again, Democrats need four. You could look at Maine. Susan Collins running in a state that
already... Maine is pretty much already settled, I think. Maine is pretty much already settled. It's going to be Plattner. I can't imagine it not being Plattner. I think we're pretty much locked in on that.
Already didn't vote for Trump. That's the most realistic for Democrats. Of course, Collins has survived in some tough conditions before, but that could be one for Democrats. North Carolina, Democrats excited about their campaign.
Yeah, Coop. I think North Carolina is pretty much locked in. I'd be very surprised if that wasn't a win for us. Very, very surprised.
Candidate there, the former governor, Roy Cooper. Trump only won it by 3 points. That's not unrealistic at all for Democrats. That could be two, but then draw a line there because the complexion politically of these states changes. Ohio, Alaska, Iowa, Texas. Democrats hoping.
Peltola has been doing okay, I think. Alaska might be on the table. Texas might be on the table. But that's going to be tough. I hope everyone knows Tallarico is still a long shot. Yeah, Alaska's doing well. Tallarico right now, I'd say, is slightly below a coin flip. Yeah, Ohio's better than Texas. Sherrod Brown's doing very well. Yeah.
To pick up Republican seats here, all of them double-digit states for Donald Trump. These aren't just red states. These are, in the Trump era, these are very red states, certainly in 2024.
Also, Vivek is dragging down the Ohio ticket. Yep, getting the average Ohio Republican to vote for a guy called Ramaswamy. Makes sense. It's funny how their attempt at patronage for Vivek ended up fucking them over.
And the political atmosphere is just different in red states. Take a look at this. This from sort of a compilation of all of our NBC News, CNBC polling. Our pollsters put this together here. Trump states, that's what we're talking about. Democrats needing to win at least two of those Senate races here versus swing states versus Harris states. Views of Donald Trump in swing states, they're almost 10 points more negative than positive. In Trump states, Trump is above water by three.
Do you think Michigan is safe? Yes.
Points. Views of the Democratic Party, they're not good anywhere. 23 points negative in swing states, but almost 10 points worse than that in red states. Views of the Republican Party, they're not that good anywhere, but they're almost even in these Trump states. So again, if Democrats are going to win back the Senate this year, they got to protect all their seats, but they got to win two of this group of four. They probably have to win two of this group of four.
Winning two of these four is very doable. If the Democrats somehow manage to consolidate around a big anti-Trump message, like they're able to effectively do that, maybe they're able to get three out of the four. Four out of the four would be an incredible sweep. It's not impossible. It's not likely, you know, but it could happen. You're going to call Iowa for the Dems, right? Okay. We love to see positivity.
In a very, a much less hostile environment in all the states to Trump, and you're going to get in the average swing state now.
Very insightful. Thank you so much. Steve Kornacki at the Big Board, my favorite site to see.
We thank you for...
Isn't Florida up too? Yeah, but nobody's guessing that, you know, Florida will be a Democrat win. Be nice to make some ground there, but if troops start dying, I'm calling sweep. I mean, yeah, a boots-on-the-ground invasion of Iran would contribute considerably to the Democrats' odds of winning. Trump's making it happen. Trump is preparing to release a 2027 budget plan that will frame his party's midterms message around a massive defense buildup partially paid for by cuts to domestic agencies and healthcare entitlements. Yeah. Sounds like exactly what the American people want. Please, go ahead. Spectacular. No, Mr. Trump, I think it's an excellent idea. The budget won't address entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. Mm-hmm. As a result, the 2027 proposal is not expected to include 10-year deficit projections. Mr. President, the numbers don't add up. Then don't publish them. Are you fucking kidding me? They're not even going to front that? How much will your plan cost over 10 years, Mr. President? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Our country is fucked, dude. It's so fucked. There's no way a Democrat, any Democratic president and legislature is going to be able to raise taxes to the point that will be necessary to pay for this shit. What's fucking global debt at this point? Like $300 trillion or something? Oh, fuck. Debt isn't real. I think debt is going to feel real when we're all living through the crash, okay? New plan, offload federal debt onto red states. Are you suggesting that we do to middle America what Jesus Christ did with mankind's original sin, which is that we take all the global debt and we just pin it on West Virginia and then let them deal with it? We absolve everyone else? Share of discretionary budget authority devoted to the Department of Defense. Man, look at that. God Almighty.